For the record, Sam Soll, Gold Hill. I find it just remarkably disingenuous that Mr. Whitten would subject Mr. Gallagher to the comments that he did. I think that you know, this was done behind closed doors. Mr. Whitten, you've already stated for the fact that this was your decision. You've taken ownership of it.
Go ahead and address the board from now on and not individuals.
Okay, very good. So it's been clear that Mr. Whitten has taken ownership of this position. He has suggested that this was something that he did on his own. There's a lack of county policy that that defines how he may proceed. And so to somehow suggest that this is the fault of the controller is disingenuous. I think, however, that this speaks to, and I'll kind of piggyback on what Ms. Bard said, you know, I wrote a piece about leadership this last Sunday in my blog post, and basically, at some point, we've got to take ownership of what we do. Pappy Smith, founder of Nevada's Gambling, owner of the Herald's Club, said, you know what, I live my life by a simple statement: do what you know you should do, don't do what you know you shouldn't do. I think that if I was sitting where you sit now today, I would be looking for a clawback on every single dime we've paid. You know, you've got people in the county who are making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year, single moms trying to support themselves, and you got three guys who just pulled in a golden parachute of $215,000. They didn't work very hard for that money, and that money comes out of our pockets. You know, the reality is that, again, if I sat where you had said, I would also shred up Mr. Nevin, Mr. Hames' contract, and I would fire Mr. Whitten. We've got people in this country who are losing their careers for pinching people's fannies. We fired Jason Van Havel, taking 4 months to do it, for a similar indiscretion, and yet our pockets have just been picked to the tune of $215,000. In my mind, that's criminal. And if I was sitting where you were sitting, I would do a little more and have a little more teeth in my leadership than I'm seeing today. I had employees steal from me. They walked out of my shop in handcuffs. And, you know, I think that the optics that are being delivered to the citizens of Story County based upon your leadership or lack thereof in this case speaks volumes. And I hear about it every day, and I can tell you I'm going to hear more about it later. Thank you.